But from the point of view of parents and those who get involved in campaigns, as you say, you are an emotional parent and you have become involved in a campaign. It isn't every parent becomes the chairperson of the Donegal ETB. I mean, you went on a journey yourself. Did you have any conception of where that journey would end?
No, and I still don't, to be honest. I'm just, and my husband asks me that all the time. I do what I can when I can for those that can't, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
There will be a point in time where I won't be able to do it. And that's why it's very important for the community to stand up and stand strong. Today in Aranmore, there's a whole event, a walk of remembrance, and they do that every year. And it's a lovely emotional event to be a part of, and they actually fundraise then for charities that don't get a shout out. They're giving it to Our Children's Voices, one of the charities this year. But that's where communities stand together and spread the word. Now, there is going to come a point in everybody's life where they have to kind of stand back. The reason I got involved in so much is, people that know me know Christopher has Down syndrome, and he wasn't entitled to educational supports in school. Anger is a thing, and that's in the breed of us Kurds. And I went to a solicitor and asked if we could take legal action, because it was obvious he had a disability and would need educational supports, and then that brought me into the educational sector. And as things progress, you meet other people and different opportunities arise. If I can take up the opportunity, I do. The amount of people that I meet on the road, the amount of amazing people I meet, is shocking, and people that are doing so much that nobody ever hears about or nobody ever sees, or, you know, it's amazing what good people are out there, and it's amazing how many families when I mean struggling, not only with children, there's carers out there, there's adults with disabilities who are left and ignored by state, and they have nobody in there. Their parents are trying to cope with them. You just see so much when you're in here, when you're in this world. And I get phone calls from parents, and I have like a 17-year-old man with an intellectual disability who drop out from school, decides I'm not doing school, as many 17-year-olds do. There's nobody there to help him. There's no services. There's nobody to reach out to say, what can we do? That person's 21 now with depression. The families are really trying to do what they can. But unless there's somebody on the other side of it, like the HSC and with the doctors and that are supposed to be the voice for our children who don't have one, then as many people that can stand up and be their voice should be. And I'm lucky right now I can, but as I say, my life could change next week and I'll not be able to.
In terms of the vigil and the message that's gone out, and what you've said yourself about, you know, getting people aware and getting people to ask questions themselves. I was in a discussion with someone recently, and the issue of the waiting lists came up, and the figures and the fact that they get repeated, and the person said to me, sure, why do you keep on talking about that? We know that. That's not news. And I thought, hang on a minute. I mean, you know, if you're not going to mention it because it's not news anymore, are you saying we are accepting that there are X number of people awaiting admission at a hospital, there are X number of people on trolleys, there are X number of people without services? If that's not news anymore, that means we accept that as reality. And the message I suspect more than any other, is that will never be accepted. That you cannot accept a lack of services. You cannot accept that people don't have what you would regard as those basic services, those basic things that they need.
We shouldn't get complacent. And I was speaking last night to somebody, and we were chatting about years ago how the complacency wasn't there, but we spoke less about it. But we had an office locally where they could go down, and parents went down, or our family members or teachers or doctors went down and went, get this sorted now, because this is going to happen. You had a face, you had somebody that you could talk to. It wasn't brilliant then, but now we have no face, and you feel like you're fighting against the vast entity of nothing, if that makes sense. There's nobody that you can actually... There's nobody taking responsibility. There's nobody taking accountability. There's nobody that is being held that this is a person that's going to help you sort it out. And parents, I don't think they get complacent. I think they get fed up with the whole regime and they think, what is the point? And even parents in the disability sector goes, listen, you know, we've been protesting since 2012 with you. This is 11, 12 is whenever I come on the scene. And I'm kind of, get out there, we'll do this. And parents are kind of going, you know, where are we going? Me and Aisling have been fighting for 2.5 years to get one outreach nurse. The 8th of May this year is the first time that post is going to be filled. It takes an awful lot of time. It's very draining. And there is times where you sit there and you think, is there a point to all this? So people kind of going, there she is, crying on again. And, you know, just make do with what you have. But that's exactly what you're saying, that we can't get to that place. And if we're there, we can't stay there. because the only people that are going to change things are the people on the ground, and the only thing that's going to make the Dáil listen is the people power. And when the people stand up and the people speak out, they have to listen.
Gina, it's been absolutely wonderful speaking to you. I'm going to let you go because I know you have to get to Aran Moore for that Vicar walk.
Yes.
I just want to say we're very conscious of Aisling and her loss this year.
Yes.
And I know it's something that hurts you and hurts Aisling.
Yes.
And she's done so much work, and we are all conscious of the loss of Oran. And our wishes are with her.
And Aisling's not going to be the only person that's suffering this until we get things changed, until people stand together.
Gina, thank you very much indeed. And wonderful. Good morning.